example to me with your whole heart, for I am gracious and merciful.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, but early in the morning he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they could have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he bent down and wrote on the ground. And in the response, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders, so he was left alone with the woman before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There are two things Jesus is teaching us. The first thing, the patience. The people want to test him. Should we throw the stone at that woman committed adultery? According to Moses' law, if Jesus said no, so they will accuse him. You're not following the law of Moses. What did Jesus do? He just on the ground and write something on the ground. A time to quiet the people, because they're yearning to say yes or no. But Jesus calm, just write down something on the ground. Not necessarily we have to know what exactly he's writing, but it's the time, keep the people quiet. So at times when people accuse us, we want to react at once. Why you say this? Why you say that? We used to do that. Learn from Jesus. Keep yourself quiet. Of course, you don't have to kneel down to write on the floor, anything. But not in a hurry to respond. You know, truth is respond for you. Don't just be excited because something against you. The second thing we have to learn from this gospel is surely the woman is wrong. Jesus didn't say that she's right. Just to save her, anyone condemn you, throw stone at you? She said, "No, so I won't do the same. I won't condemn you, but never sin again." That's the thing that we have to learn. Jesus' heart is open, forgiving, but you don't have to take advantage of Jesus and then sin again, again, again. That's not the right attitude. But many times you say, "Oh, we confess so many times and we have to do so many things to confess." Oh, surely we have to confess, we are human. But at least each time, could be the last time of a confession. You don't know. Illuminati Jewish of Calcutta. She always mentioned in the sacristy, thank the priest and the nuns, this is your first mass, your unique mass, your last mass. So we don't know when will be the last confession. When you don't take advantage of many times, still long way to go, and then have a mind. No, take seriously. Each day, we say, it's the only day when you can fulfill the will of God. Not the past, not the future. Eternity means ever present. So it's important, live well every present moment, and trust in the Lord. Believing, it could be today or last Mass. Are you sure you can get up tomorrow? Never assured. Jesus made prudent tell us, don't worry too much things about tomorrow. Take things each day to the will of the Father. So we learn two things. One, be quiet, silence when people accuse you. Second, be always take advantage of conversion, and as if the last time, take hold of every present moment. So today, it could be a last mass. So with full attention, everything you offer, your whole life in Jesus. Otherwise, be too late. So give thanks to Jesus that he's helping us in a simple way, very human way. Just be always wait for the grace, always ready to start again. Thank the Lord that we have this grace to be a Christian. And especially praying for, we have more than 100 people in this Easter. We have 110 from this parish will be baptized. So let us pray for them also. And then we can set a good example. But when they see you, they should see Christ. They're new. They're not yet baptized these days. When they see you, seeing you so joyful, so helpful, that's the way. That's the way of gospel. So let's give thanks and pray for one another.